ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओमावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो इन् द प्रीवियस् पोर्शन् आफ् शङ्कर भगवत्पादस् कमेण्टरि In page number 29, we saw Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on, not on the Rig Mantra, but commentary in terms of the purpose of the quotation of Rig Mantra was mentioned in his commentary. So, Rig मन्त्रः किमर्थम् उदाह्रियते ऋग् मन्त्रः किमर्थम् उदाह्रियते ऋक् मन्त्रस्य उदाहरणं किमर्थम् सो ऋग् मन्त्रः गिव्स् ब्रीफ् आन्सर् फार् त्री क्वेश्चन्स् वाट् इस् ब्रह्मन् फार् दट् क्वेश्चन् There is Swarupa Lakshanam given. Then, what is Param? What is Mokshaha? For that, there is a question, answer. And what is the purpose of knowledge? For these questions, Rig Mantraha gives an answer. So, the quotation of Rig Mantraha is for answering these three questions based on the aphoristic statement Brahmavid Param Apnoti. Now, I'm going to read today page what is in page number 33. Only one small sentence we'll see. Tat tasminneva brahmana vakyokta arte brahmana vakyokta arte yesharuk abhyukta Amnata, whenever I give pass in my reading, make out there is a meaning of Shankara Bhagavatpada for the word in the mantra. For example, Abhyukta is a word found in the mantra, in the Upanishad word, and Amnata is Shankara Bhagavatpada's word. So, tat tasminneva brahmana vakyoktarthe yesha rik abhyukta amnata satyam jnanam anantam brahmeti brahmanaha lakshanartham vakyam. Now, the first tat is what? You know very well third person singular pronoun. Tat literally means that. But here, in order to continue his commentary, he says that. But it is not, because it is separately given, Swamiji just left it. Now, tasminneva brahmana vakya ukta arthe. If you break it, brahmana vakyam. Brahmana Vakyam means what? Brahmavid Param Apnoti. Sentence is Vakyam. That sentence is from Brahmanam, not from Rigveda. It is from the Taittiriya Upanishad. Brahmanam here means a prose Upanishad, which is Taittiriya Upanishad. So, Brahmana Upanishadaha Vakyam. Brahmana Vakyam. Statement of the Upanishad. Brahmana Vakyam. Brahmanasya Vakyam. Brahmana Vakyam. And Brahmana Vakyasya. So Brahmana Vakye Uktaha Arthaha. Vakya Ukta Arthaha. Brahmana Vakya Ukta Arthaha. Vakye Uktaha Arthaha. The meaning revealed. Brahmana Vakyena Uktaha Arthaha. Brahmana Vakyasya Brahmana Vakya Uktaha Artaha. You can say anyway. The meaning conveyed, revealed by the Brahmana Vakyam. Meaning revealed, conveyed in the Brahmana Vakyam or by the Brahmana Vakyam. Is Brahmana Vakyokta Artaha. And in that artham, in that meaning, Brahmana Vakyokta Arte, Tasminneva Brahmana Vakyokta Arte, in the same meaning revealed in that Brahmana Vakyam, or revealed by the Brahmana Vakyam, same meaning, Yesha Rik Abhyukta. That mantra, Rik is not mentioned. Tad Esha Abhyukta. Tat Esha Abhyukta. Esha is a pronoun indicating Rik. Therefore, Esha Rik. This Rik mantra, Abhyukta. Suppose, in the place of, if we say Rik mantra, that must have been Esha Rik mantra. Or Esha Rik. Abhyukta. Abhyukta means quoted. Presented also. Amnata. Again, Amnata means what? When a mantra is quoted, you can say Amnata. Okay? Amnata. When a mantra is quoted, you can say Amnata. Esha Ruk Abhyukta means Esha Ruk Amnata. And what is that sentence, Brahmana Vakyam? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Iti. So, the Rig Mantra also presents the same meaning what is presented by the Brahmana Vakyam. So, Rig Mantra meaning is nothing but elaboration of the meaning of the Brahmana Vakyam. Okay. What is the Brahmana Vakyam? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. It is said, Brahmanaha Lakshanartham Vakyam. Brahmanaha Lakshanartham Vakyam. This sentence, next sentence, this is the Rig Mantra sentence. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is, you take it as one sentence, consisting of three words revealing the nature of Brahman. So, Brahmanaha Lakshanartham Vakyam. Lakshanam here means definition. Lakshanartham, for the purpose of defining Brahman. Lakimartham, Kimartham Brahmanaha, Kimartham Vakyam, Brahmana Vakyam, Kimartham Vakyam, Satyam Jnanam Brahma Iti, Kimartham Tadvakyam Asti. What is the purpose of that sentence? That sentence, that statement, that sentence is for defining the nature of Brahman. Okay, for the definition of Brahman. Brahmanaha, positive case. For the purpose of defining Brahman or definition of Brahman, the statement is there. Okay, I'm going to move on to next verse, next page. Maybe I can read a little bit here. In the same meaning, as given in the sentence of the Brahmana, the following mantra is quoted. The sentence, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, is meant to defend Brahman. This is a prose Upanishad, Brahmana Upanishad. Being a Brahmana Upanishad, it gains a status to quote a mantra. Mantra is a hymn with the regulated syllables. In prose, there are no Nityaksharani. Sorry, Niyataksharani. I want you, that's why I'm reading now, as I wouldn't have read it. You better make the, in your notebook, wherever English word is there, make it Sanskritam. Niyataksharani. You can say, Brahmana Upanishadi Niyataksharani Na Santi. Niyataksharani. In English, Niyataksharas they have put. I wanted to write correctly. Brahmana Upanishadi Niyataksharani na santi. Niyataksharani means Niyatani Aksharani Niyataksharani. Regulated Niyatani Niyata regulated Niyatani because Niyatani Aksharani Niyataksharani regulated syllables. Brahmane Upanishadi Niyataksharani Nasanti. Whereas Mantreshu Aksharani Niyatani Bhavanti. The first sentence Brahma Vidapnoti Param is a Brahmana Vakyam. The prose sentence Tad Tasminneva Brahmana Vakyena Upte Arte Brahmani. With reference to Brahman, which is mentioned by the Brahmana Vakyam, Esharuk Abhyukta. This mantra is cited. Bhashyakaraha has to use this word Brahmana Vakyam in order to distinguish this Rik Mantraha, which is another class of sentence. That is all. If you're writing separately Rik, it must be RK. If you're writing it with the word mantra, it must be Rig, G, R, G. Separately, R, K, with the word, when you add it with the mantra, it must be R, G. That's why they have put a hyphen to make it Rig mantra. What is that mantra? It begins with Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so oshnute sarvan kamaan saha brahmana vipaschiteti until brahmana vipaschita. It's a Rig mantra. Okay. It begins with satyam jnanam anantam brahma and ends with brahmana vipaschiteti. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma is a Lakshana Vakyam. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam points out the Upalabdhisthanam. Please make a note, Upalabdhisthanam. Upalabdhihi is a Strilinga Shabdaha noun. Upalabdhihi, attainment, gaining. Sthanam, place. A place where, place of availability. Upalabdhihi means availability, gaining, attaining. The place of availability of Brahman. How will you say Brahmanaha upalabdhisthanam? Place of availability of Brahman. Upalabdhihi is a noun. Verb is upalabhate. Upalabhate is a verb. Upalabhyate is gained, passive verb. Upalabdhihi, gaining, gain, availability. Okay. So the place where one can know Brahman, Upalabdhisthanam. Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam points out Upalabdhisthanam, the place where one can know Brahman. Thereafter, in the words, Soshnute sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Soshnute sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. In those words, the result of knowledge is stated. The benefit of knowledge is revealed there. All these are in the cited mantra itself. Then, how one gains Sarvatma Bhavaha is very interestingly presented in the whole chapter. Sarvatma Bhavaha is what? sarvaan kam sarvaan kama an saha. That is Swamiji means as sarvatma bhavaha. Sarvatma bhavaha means what? In Dakshinamurti stotram sarvatmatvamiti sputi krutamidam yasmadamushmim stave. We read that word sarvatmatvam. Sarva atmatvam means sarvatmatvam eva sarvatma bhavaha. Sarvatma bhavaha is equal to sarvatmatvam, having the status of being the self of all. Seeing everything as the self, atma, is sarvatma bhavaha. Madatma sarvabhutatma. That is how, seeing everything as one's own self. And sarvatma bhavaha is very interestingly presented in the whole chapter. So Vedantaha is complete. Every Upanishad has its own method of presenting. This Upanishad has its own method, very interesting method. That is why I said the entire chapter, Brahmanandavalli, can be said to be Vritti Bhagaha, a commentary, elaborate portion on the Sutra Bhuta Vakyam. You must know. Now, Bhashyakaraha analyzes the Lakshana Vakyam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. The most important portion of the Upanishad is this. Satyadinihi Trini Visheshanarthani Padani Visheshyasya Brahmanaha. Satyadini Trini Visheshanarthani Padani. What does he say? Trini Padani, three words. Trini Padani. What are those words? Satya Adini. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. These three words, etani trini padani. Satya adini means satyam jnanam anantam. He indeed, trini padani, viseshanarthani. Viseshanarthani. Viseshanam means adjective, qualification. Please make a note. Viseshanam means adjective. A descriptive word. Descriptive word. An adjective, qualifying word, qualification is called Visheshanam. So those words are Kimartham Etani Trini Padani Bhavanti Satyam Jnanam Anantam Iti Trini Padani. These three words are for the purpose of revealing, describing, qualifying. Okay, meant to serve as adjectives. So, Visheshanartham etani padani santi. Etani trini padani kimartham santi. Visheshanartham santi. Visheshanartham means what? For revealing, describing, qualifying. Or to be for being as adjectives. So, Visheshanartham Santi, Visheshana, Yani Trini Padani Visheshanartham Santi, Tani Visheshanartani Padani. Those three words are meant for describing, qualifying, for serving as adjectives. Okay. Of what? They are meant to serve as adjectives of what? Visheshyasya. Visheshanam. Visheshanapadam is always for serving as an adjective of the Visheshyam noun. Visheshyam noun. Visheshanam adjective. And what is the noun here? Brahman. Therefore, Visheshyasya Brahmanaha. Visheshanarthani. Etani trini satyam jnanam anantam iti padani. So these three words satyam jnanam and anantam are meant to serve as adjectives of the noun Brahman. Viseshyasya Brahmanaha Viseshanarthani Satyam Jnanam Anantam Iti Teni Padani. So these three words are Lakshanani, Lakshana Padani. We'll see that later on. Okay, now you know. Now, Viseshyam Kim Viseshanani Kani. This is a question I'm asking you. Viseshyam Kim. So, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Ityasmin Vakye. In this sentence, Brahma Viseshyam. Brahman is noun. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Three words are Viseshanani. These three words are adjectives. Okay. Viseshyam Brahma. Noun is Brahman. Vivakshitatvat Vedyataya. I want to know this also. This word is a very important word to know when you study Bhashyam. Vivaksha. Let me make a note. Vivaksha means what is intended to convey. Okay. What is intended by the Upanishad in order to convey? Vivaksha. So I have vaksha means what? I have an intention to say something. Vivaksha. Vaktum icha vivaksha. Okay. Vaktum icha vivaksha. And vivakshita intended to convey. Vivaksha. Desire to convey, intention to convey, but vivakshita intended to convey. Vivakshitatvam having an intention to convey. Vivakshitatvam. Okay. Now, Vedyataya. Now, Vedyam means what? Vedyam, to be known. I want to know this word Vedyam. See, Vedyam is actually potential passive participle. Payam, Deyam, Karyam. Like that. Vedyam means to be known. Vedyam, Ariyappada Vendiyadu Vedyam. Like Veditavyam. Like Tavyar, we have Ya. Vedyam, to be known. Vedyata means having the status of being the known. Having the status of being the known is Vedyata. Now, Vedyataya, Brahman here is the noun which is presented here as that which has to be known. Brahman here is presented as that, as something which has the status of being the known. It has to be known. Which has the status of having to be known. Brahman is presented here as that which has the status of having to be known. This is the literal meaning. So you can simply say, I'm giving the literal meaning. Swamiji gives what needs to be known. Okay. Vivakshitatvat Vedyataya. So what is noun here? Brahman is the noun because Brahman alone is presented as something to be known. Okay. Brahman is intended to be known. Okay. Viseshana Viseshatvat Eva. Viseshana. Are you all reading after me? Viseshana Viseshyatvat Yeva Satyadini Yeka Vibhaktyantani Padani Samanadhi Karanani. Beautiful. See, he says Samana Adhikaranani means what? Samana Adhikaranani means all the words are in the same gender, same number, and the same case form. Samana adhikaranani. If all the words in a sentence are of the same gender, same number, same case form, it is called apposition. Samana adhikaranani. What are they? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. All the four words are neuter gender words. All the four words are in singular number. Nominative case. Therefore, Satyadini Yeka Vibhakti Antani. Yeka Vibhakti Antani means what? All of them are in nominative case. For Yeka Vibhakti Antani Padani means all those words are in the nominative case. Therefore, Samana Adhikaranani. They are said they are all in apposition, means they're all in the same case form. Same number, same gender also. Now, why do they have Samana Adhikaranam? Why they are all of same case endings? Because Visheshana Visheshatvat, due to their having the status of being the adjectives and the noun. Due to their having the status of being the adjectives and the noun. So these words, three words are adjectives, one word is a noun, trini padani visheshanani, ekam padam visesham, ataha, tani, trini api chatvari api chatvara api shabdani, chatvari api shabdani, ekasmin eka vibhaktyantani eva santi. They're all in same case form. Now, these three words, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, are meant to serve as adjectives for the substantive Brahman. Since Brahman is intended to be known, Brahman is the substantive. Because of the relationship of adjective-substantive, see, Visheshana Visheshatvat. Because of the relationship of adjective and substantive, due to their having the status of being the adjectives and noun. So, you say simple, because of the relationship of adjective substantive, the words Satyam, etc. Satya Adini enjoy the same case endings. Eka Vibhakti Antani. Eka Vibhakti same. Vibhakti case. Antani endings. Eka Vibhakti Antani. Same case endings. They enjoy same case endings. And Eka Vibhakti Samanadhikaranani. That's what is said here as. And they are all in apposition. Satyadini hi trini visheshanarthani padani visheshyasya brahmanah. The word satyam etc. are adjectives to the substantive Brahman. In the language, visheshanam adjective is vyavart. Adjective is vyavartakam. I want to know the verb. See, vyavrunoti distinguishes or vyavartate. Vyavrunoti. Then vyavartate. Vyavartate distinguishes, separates. Vyavartate distinguishes. because one more verb, vyavartayati. Vyavartayati separates, distinguishes. I want to know these verbs. So vyavrunoti, vyavartayati, vyavartate. Vyavartate, vyavartayati, important verbs. Vyavartate, vyavartayati, distinguishes. And what is the participle of it? Vyavritta, vyavritta participle. Distinguished, separated. Now, vyavartakam, vyavartakam, that which distinguishes. Vyavartayati iti vyavartakam, that which distinguishes is vyavartakam. So, what is the job of the adjective? Visheshana padam vyavartayati, visesham vyavartayati. Adjective distinguishes the noun. See, all the grammatical rules already you know in English language, but I am only putting it in Hiramskudam. So, vyavartakam, an adjective, distinguishes the noun. Therefore, viseshanam, viseshyasya, vyavartanam karoti, or vyavartayati, viseshyasya, vyavartanam karoti, viseshanam, viseshyam, vyavartayati. Atah visheshanam vyavartakam iti uchyate. Therefore, adjective is said to be that which distinguishes. Okay. Vishesh, adjective is vyavartakam, that which distinguishes an object by negating others. And Nishedena vyavartayati. Viseshanam, viseshyam, nishedena vyavartayati. Adjective distinguishes the noun by negation or through negation. Okay. So that which distinguishes an object by negating others. And the viseshyam substantive is vyavartyam. See, vya, make a noun, you have to make an active voice and passive voice sentence. Viseshyam, viseshanam, vyavartayati. Viseshanam, viseshyam, viseshanena vyavartyate. Vyavartyate. With what? Noun is distinguished by the adjective. Make a passive voice sentence. First you made active voice sentence. Noun distinguishes the adjective. Adjective distinguishes the noun. Then noun is distinguished by the adjective. How will you say viseshyam? Viseshanena vyavartyate. Ataha viseshyam vyavartyam ityuchyate. So vyavartyam means that which is distinguished. Vyavartakam, that which distinguishes. Is it clear? Vyavartyate iti vyavartyam, vyavartayati iti vyavartakam. So viseshyam vyavartyate. Therefore viseshyam is vyavartyam. Substantive, noun, substantive is vyavartyam, that which is distinguished. With the help of adjectives, an object is distinctly understood without any mistake. Bhashyakaraha will introduce an example of lily that is pointed out with the help of three adjectives. Blue, big, fragrant. Because there are three words in the definition of Brahman. Brahman uses three adjectives in the example. because there are three words in the definition of Brahman, he uses three adjectives in the example. In the language, we have this expression. Viseshana Visesha Bhava Sambandha. All of you must make a note. Viseshana Visesha Bhava Sambandha. What does it mean? Adjective noun relationship. Adjective noun relationship is called Viseshana Visesha Bhava Sambandha. Relationship, connection between the adjective and the noun is Viseshana Visesha Bhava Sambandha. Urichollukkum Payarchollukkum Ulla Thodarbu. Next paragraph, I'm moving on to next paragraph in page number 35. In the sentence, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Brahma, Brahman, Brahma is Viseshyam. Substantive. I use the term noun, you can use substantive also. And Satyam Jnanam Anantam are Viseshanani adjectives. So they have adjective substantive relationship. And all the three words have samana vibhaktayaha. Vibhaktis. So samana vibhaktikani. The same case ending as the substantive. Just as in neelaha ghataha, a blue pot. Why do you say Visesha is Brahman? All words are nominative singular. So why cannot any one be Visesha and the others be Viseshanani? I want to know what is Satyam, what is Jnanam, what is Anantam, and what is Brahman? How do you conclude Viseshyam is Brahman? He answers, Vedyataya Vakshitatvat Vaktum Ishtatvat. Brahman is one that is intended to be known. When I hear that the knower of Brahman gains the limitless, I want to know Brahman. Everyone is interested in gaining the param. If there is a free coupon, everyone wants it. Now, the akanksha, akanksha. The verb is akankshate, kankshati, kankshate, kankshati, desires. Akankshate expects. Eagerly. Akankshate. The verb. Akanksha. Expectancy. Expectant. Expectation. Expectancy is akanksha. Now, the akanksha expectancy is kim. Is kim tad brahma. Now, expectant. What is expected is kim tad brahma. What is that Brahman? Satyam Jnanam Anantam is the answer to that expectancy, to that expectation. So, Brahman is Viseshyam, substantive here. Every adjective has the same case ending as that of substantive and each one has its own meaning. Pravrutti Nimittam. Each one has its own meaning. Pravrutti Nimittam. Pravrutti Nimitta means the purpose of the use of the word. Pravrutti Nimitta means the use of the expression. It's called Pravrutti Nimittam. But they have ekasmin vishaye tatparyam. So every word serves a purpose. Every word has is useful, has usefulness. Every word has its own meaning. That's why pravritti nimittam. But they have ekasmin vishaye tatparyam. Ekasmin eva vishaye brahmani tatparyam. The aim of all the three words is the same. All the three words want to convey the same thing. So they are committed to, every word is equally committed to revealing one object. They are committed to revealing one object. When such a situation is there, then we say the words have samanadhikaranyam. See now, samanadhikaranyam. The status of having samana adhikaranam. All the words have the status of, all the words are of the status of having samana adhikaranam. So samana adhikaranyam. If please see the foot, I'm reading the footnote given below. The definition of samanadhikaranyam is, I want all of you to make a note in Sanskrit. Okay. What is samanadhikaranyam? It's a definition, beautiful definition. Samanadhikaranyam ityukte kim is the question. Samanadhikaranyam kim? Bhinna pravritti nimittanam, bhinna pravritti nimittanam, samana vibhaktikanam, bhinna pravritti nimittanam, samana vibhaktikanam, padanam, samana vibhaktikanam, padanam, ekasmin vishaye, yatra tatparyam, tat samanadhikaranyam. I'll repeat it. Bhinna pravritti nimittanam, samana vibhaktikanam, padanam, ekasmin vishaye, yatra tatparyam, tat samanadhikaranyam. So what is samanadhikaranyam? The words obtaining in same case form, having their own independent different meanings, but when they're committed to revealing one object and the words are said to have the samanadhikaranam. The words are of the status of having samana adhikaranam. Different words, but in same case form, different meanings, different words, different meanings, but the same case form, all of them are committed to revealing one object. Then we can say those words have samana adhikaranam. Those words have the status of having the samanadhikaranyam. Is it clear?
Yes. Can you repeat both the sentences again, please, Swamini? Sanskrit and English. Bhinna pravritti nimittanam samana vibhakti.
Samana vibhakti kaanam.
Okay.
Padanam.
Okay.
Ekasmin vishaye yatra tatparyam tat samanadhikaranyam. See, samanadhikaranyam, you must learn. Because Vedanta, whole teaching is in samanadhikaranyam. We have two samanadhikaranyams. I did not talk about it here in this context, but still let me tell you. We only have two samanadhikaranyams. You know, one samanyadhikaranyam is aikya samanadhikaranyam. It is, I need not mention this here, but still I want to put it up because I will forget later on. Aikya samanadhikaranyam means oneness of the atma of all the beings, oneness of consciousness. Consciousness being the only truth of all the beings are Ishvara and Jiva. Consciousness being the only reality of all other living beings and in one's own self. Jiva Ishvara Swarupa Aikyam is established. How? That is called Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. And then when you equate matter to consciousness, there also samanam, we said all are one. Then samanadhikaranyam is badha samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam samanadhikaranyam. The rendu only two you have to know. Aikya samanadhikaranyam is equation of one conscious being to conscious being. When all conscious beings are said taken to be as one reality, it's called Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. When you're equating the matter to consciousness, it is called what? Badha or Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. So samanadhikaranyam is now having the status of having the one adhikaranam, same adhikaranam. That is the samanadhikaranyam. So here what he says is, see, here padani, the words are there. These words, bhinna pravritti nimittani, means what? Each word has its own separate meaning. So, binna, not say, samana pravritti, binna pravritti nimittani. Different, each word has its own different meaning. But all of them are what? Samana vibhakti kani. They're all in same case form. But all the three words of different words obtaining in same case form are committed to revealing one thing. So, ekasminneva vishaye tatparyam. They all have, the tatparyam is one. All of them are committed to reveal one thing. Even though they are different words, even though meanings are different, they are all in same kaiswam, but they all are committed to reveal only one thing. Satyam also reveals Brahman. Jnanam also reveals Brahman. Anantam also reveals Brahman only. That's why samanadhikaranyam. Okay, now I'm going back to the page. Words in a sentence may have samana adhikaranam or bhinna adhikaranam according to the intention of the speaker. In Ghatascha patascha, pot and cloth, there is bhinna adhikaranam. each word has its own object to point out. Bhinna adhikaranam, each word has its own different object to point out. Pot is different from cloth. Both are independent nouns. Where there is samanadhikaranyam, words refer to only one object and have the same locus. That means all the words qualify the same object. However, they have bhinna pravritti nimitta. Each word has its own purpose. To serve. Many words have been used and therefore each one has its pravritti nimittam. Animittam, nimittam, purpose for the pravritti usage. So purpose of usage is what? Pravritti nimittam, purpose of usage. Yesterday, I think I mentioned my talk, pravritti nimittani. Okay. Shabdani, pravritti nimittani. Words have the purpose of usage. When I utter the word pot, the word has a cause for its pravritti to indicate the object pot. What makes me use the word pot is in its artha meaning, and that artha is the pravritti nimittam for the word pot. I'm sure you got it. For instance, let us take the word Ramaha. There are many Ramas. But once you say Dasharathihi, Dasharathihi, Dasharatha's son, then there is only one Rama now. Dasharathihi as an adjective of a Rama distinguishes this Rama from other Ramas like Balarama, Parashurama and so on. All these Ramas are negated in our understanding by the word Dasharathihi. It is a nominative singular like the word Ramaha. We can have more adjectives for Ramaha like Kodandapanihi, Sitapatihi, and so on. And they have samana vibhakti. And each word has bhinna pravritti nimitta, revealing different ideas about Rama. But all these words have commitment to reveal only Rama. So Kodandapanihi, Sitapatihi, Dasharathihi Ramaha is a sentence wherein the words are in samanadhikaranyam. Here also, in the sentence, satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma, all words have the same vibhakti. All of them are referring to the same vastu, brahman. Brahman is jnaya vastu, the substantive to be known, and all the other words resolve in brahman, revealing their meaning. The meaning of satyam is Brahman. The meaning of jnanam is Brahman. The meaning of anantam is Brahman. That means the meaning of satyam, jnanam and anantam cannot be elsewhere. See, this is very important. The meaning cannot be elsewhere also. The meaning not only is in one object, given object, the meaning cannot be elsewhere. Only there is a definition. The plural usage you have to remember this sentence. The meaning cannot be elsewhere because only then Nishedha you understand later on. The plural usage in Adhikaranam in the sentence Samana Adhikaranani Padani is only because Padani words are many. But Vastu is one and the same. Eka Vibhakti Antani means all of them have only one Vibhaktyanta, case ending. That is nominative, neuter, singular. Neuter singular. Brahma being a neuter gender word. What he wants to say, Brahman is a neuter. Brahman, Nakaranta, Napumsakalinga, Shabdaha. In nominative case, Brahma. Therefore, all other words are also what? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. All the words also have the nominative case endings. What do adjectives do? I mean, the next sentence. Satyadibhi tribihi viseshanaihi viseshyamanam brahma viseshyantarebhyo vidharyate. Clean sentence. See, brahma vidharyate. Take your brahma vidharyate. Vidharyate is ascertained. Vidharayati, vidharayati ascertains. Vidharayati means ascertains. Vidharyate is ascertained. Simply dharayati means holds. V prefix vidharayati. For example, aham brahma vidharayami. I ascertain brahma. I understand Brahman thoroughly. How do you say? Aham Brahma Vidharayami. Maya Brahma Vidharyate. So Brahma Vidharyate. Brahman is ascertained. How ascertained? Visheshena Dharyate. Vidharyate is ascertained distinctly. Brahman is distinctly understood, ascertained. From what? Viseshyantarebhyah. Viseshyantaram means other substantives. Viseshyantarebhyah, from other substantives. Panchami Vibhakti Bahuvachanam. Viseshyantarebhyah. Vere Naungalil irundhu. Viseshyantarebhyah, from other substantives, from other nouns, Brahman is distinctly ascertained. Katam, katam, it is said, which Brahman? Viseshyamanam Brahma. Viseshyamanam, see, viseshyate is qualified. Viseshyate is qualified, is distinguished. And Viseshyamana is being distinguished. Viseshyate is distinguished. Viseshyamana being distinguished. So Brahman that is or which is being distinguished. Viseshyamanam Brahma. Viseshyantarebhyaha Viseshyate. Vidharyate. So Brahman is distinctly ascertained, being distinguished from other substantives. Katam, how is it being distinguished by what? Viseshanaihi. Viseshanaihi. Tribihi Viseshanaihi. Satyadibihi. So Brahman is, Brahman is ascertained distinctly from other substantives, being distinguished by three adjectives such as satyam, etc. சத்யாதிபிஹி த்ரிபிஹி விசேஷனைஹி விசேஷமானம் பிரம்ம விசேஷாந்தரேப்யஹ நிர்தார்யதே நிர்தார்யதே. நிச்சயேன தாரியத்தை நிர்தாரயதி விதாரயதி நிர்தாரயதி நிர்தாரயதி அசர்டைன்ஸ் நிர்தாரியத்தை இஸ் அசர்டைன்ட். சோ பிரம்மன் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட்லி அசர்டைன்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் அதர் சப்ஸ்டான்டிவ்ஸ் பை பீங் குவாலிஃபைட் பை தி டூ பைஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஒன் பை யூ கேன் ரிமூவ் வை பிகாஸ் தே being qualified by three adjectives satyam etc. Can put satyam jnanam anantam instead of etc. Anyway, that is how to make it short. Okay, page number 38. Brahma nirdharyate nirdharayate nirdharyate. பிரம்ம நிர்தாரியத்தை பிரம்மன் தி விசேஷம் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட்லி அசர்டைன்ட் ஃப்ரம் வாட் அன்யேபியஹ விசேஷாந்தரேபியஹ ஃப்ரம் அதர் விசேஷ்யாஸ் சப்ஸ்டாண்டிவ்ஸ். ஹவ் இஸ் இட் அசர்டைன்ட் கதம் கதம் நிர்தாரியத்தை சத்யாதிபிஹி த்ரிபிஹி விசேஷனைஹி. See, all three words are in third case. You make out. சத்யாதிபிஹி த்ரிபிஹி விசேஷனைஹி. Being qualified by the three விசேஷனாஸ் attributes. That is சத்யம் ஞானம் and அனந்தம். Brahman is distinguished and distinctly understood. This is language, linguistics. An adjectival word in the Sanskrit language assumes the same vibhakti. Case of the noun it qualifies. In Sanskrit, the rules are very well laid out. The position of the word in a sentence has no relevance in its meaning. You can throw words anywhere in a sentence and they will assemble themselves properly to give the desired meaning. Because of this, it is easy to identify what is the subject, object, and what are the attributes to the subject and object without reckoning the position of the words. To illustrate this, in the sentence, Ramaha Lakshmanam Anugacchati, Rama follows Lakshmana. The position of the words are important in English. If you change the position, then it will give the opposite meaning. In Sanskrit, this will not happen. The words can be placed anywhere and the meaning remains the same. Lakshmanam Ramaha Anugacchati also means the same. This is the advantage of the Sanskrit language. That is why Sanskrit is most preferred as an artificial language for programming software. So, Satyam etc. are adjectives that help us to distinctly understand what Brahman is. The substantive. Now he explains the function of an adjective further. Evam hi tajnyatam bhavati tajnyatam bhavati yadyanyebhyah nirdharitam yatha loke neelam mahat sugandhyutpalamiti. தத் ஜ்ஞாதம் tajjñātam bhavati. In this manner, evam, in this manner, indeed, tat jñātam bhavati, that becomes known. What becomes known? Yadi, yadi, if, anyebhyaha nirdharitam. Yadi anyebhyaha nirdharitam. You have to break this. Yadi anyebhyaha nirdharitam. Yadi anyebhyaha nirdharitam tat jnatam bhavati. So that which is distinctly ascertained from others becomes known. What is that which becomes known? That, so you have to put the kind of correctly. I'm going to change the sentence here. Yadi anyebhyaha nirdharitam tad jnatam bhavati. எது மற்ற பொருட்களின் நின்று பிரிக்கப்பட்டதோ பிரித்தறியப்பட்டதோ அதுவே அறியப்பட்டதாக ஆகிறது. எது ஆக்சுவலி இட் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் எதன்யேபியா யத்யா இஸ் தேர் பிளீஸ் மேக் அ கரெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் இட் நாட் யத்ய இட் மஸ்ட் ஹவ் பீன் யதன்ய யதன்ய நாட் யத்யன்ய Please make a note. It cannot be adi. Yadi na if. I was wondering why. Yad anya yadanya. Yad anyebhyaha nirdharitam tad jnatam bhavati. Any one given thing which has been distinctly ascertained alone becomes the known. Yad anyebhyaha nirdharitam தது ஜாத்தம் பவதி. யதா லோகே நீலம் மகத் சுகந்தியுத்பலமிதி. லோகே நீலம் மகத் சுகந்தி தர் என் சந்தி சுகந்தி உத்பலம் இதி. ஓகே. When Brahman is distinctly ascertained from others in this manner, yad Brahma anyebhyaha nirdharitam bhavati, nirdharitam, tad Brahma jnatam bhavati. When Brahman is distinctly ascertained from others in this manner, then alone it becomes known. If you want to take it as yadi, how you should say yadi anyebhyaha brahma nirdharitam tarhi tad brahma vijnatam bhavati. If Brahman is distinctly ascertained, then only Brahman becomes known. One meaning. Another meaning is that Brahman which has been distinctly ascertained alone, only then it becomes known. You want to take it as yadi also. Yad and yadi, two versions are there. Make a note. So I guess first I gave you yad, you can say yadi. Yadi anyebhyaha nirdharitam. Yadi, if Brahman is distinctly ascertained from others, anyebhyaha, yadi, Brahma, nirdharitam, tarhi tadayeva tad brahma jnatam bhavati. Only then Brahman becomes known. Like what? Just as in the world, neelam mahat sugandhi utpalam iti. Just as in the world, a lily is known by the words blue, big and fragrant. Evam hi, in this manner alone, tat brahma jnatam bhavati. Brahman is understood well. Yadi anyebhyaha nirdharitam. If, I prefer the word if, yadi anyebhyaha nirdharitam, if it is distinguished from everything else, by the words satyam, jnanam and anantam, each word having its own meaning, Brahman becomes understood. The sentence is incomplete, so I make it. He gives an example, just as in the world, an utpalam water lily is distinguished from other lilies by the words neelam, blue, mahat, big, and sugandhi. Sugandhi, short. Not sugandhi, sugandhi, fragrant. There are three adjectives purposefully used. People add adjectives without purpose, like good sadhu, Swamiji Arimar, exaggeration. Adana pinnoosi, pinne poru, adana oosi, onna onnu solanum, pinnoosi, nadu center. Remember all those words? I think, Ratnaji, you don't know all these things, okay? It's all our Tamil language. Nadu center, pinnoosi. He used to say intellectual knowledge. Swamiji always, then a dental knowledge is there or what? Knowledge is not intellectual. I remember Swamiji saying. Okay. So the three adjectives purposefully used. See, in Vedanta, it's very important we should not use adjectives unnecessarily. People add adjectives without purpose, like good sadhu. A sadhu is one who is good. You need not add adjectives good for a sadhu. You do not call a person sadhu if he is not good. Here, there is the purpose for every adjective. Someone says, bring that blue lily. Why does he say blue lily? Because there are other lilies, white lilies, violet lilies, etc. And he wants only a blue lily. So he has to qualify the lily with the word blue. If there is only one blue lily, then further adjectives are not necessary. But there are many of them. He wants a particular blue lily. So he has to use the words big blue lily. There are other blue lilies which are small, but this one is distinguished as big. Then there are a few more big blue lilies which are non-fragrant in other ponds. So he uses the word fragrant. When there are more and more adjectives, you narrow down the object more and more. When you have a slot for a position, you advertise that there is an opening for an executive. Many people would want to apply. So the advertisement qualifies that the applicant must be BE, all BAs, MAs and MSCs, etc. withdraw. Still, there are many BAs, but this BE must be BE Electronics. There is further narrowing down of the scope. All other BEs are left out. Still, there are more BE Electronics. Then the advertisement specifies that one who has minimum 5 years experience alone should apply. Now, only a very few qualify to apply. This is the same as looking at the matrimonial column. Every qualification like gotram, lineage, age, job and so on restricts and you find you do not fit in at all. The more adjectives you have, the closer you are to recognizing the object. That is why lily has to be qualified as blue, big and fragrant. Similarly, by the three viseshanas, satyam, jnanam and anantam, Brahman is known by distinguishing it from what is not satyam, what is not jnanam and what is not anantam. This is called what? Nishedha. Okay. We'll see. We are going to understand a lot of technical terms like Lakshana Vrittihi, Nisheda Vrittihi will be learning. So here the Lakshanam. Okay. Now, Bhashyakaraha finds himself in a difficult position. This is the style of Bhashyam here. He creates a critical situation and then comes out of it beautifully. He first uses the word Viseshanam to the hilt because linguistically that is the correct thing. So, language-wise, first he sets himself up for an objection. I think I'm going to stop here. Now, why I'm stopping? Because until now, certain unfoldment has been done. Please go through and make it thorough. Next, Purapaksha begins. So I don't want to stop it now. Start now. If you start it, and then I will not feel like stopping it, and then you will be in trouble. I can go on and on, and you will be. So better Purapaksha place I stop. I told today, see, this is how even the active passive voices which you have learned to be very useful in this context. So Nirdharayati, Nirdharyate, Vyavartayati, Vyavartyate. So Vyavartakam, Vyavartyam. How you also form the nouns. All those things will be very clear. So I'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.